every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
It's Wrestling Observer Live, and we're live, sort of, kinda, 7 days a week, occasionally, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, Brian Alvarez, and forgive me, Andrew, are you 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I think, because you've got an easier schedule, and me, no, they make me get up at 10 a.m. to do this. Matter of fact, as I'm doing this right now, it is 9:42 p.m. in Tokyo. So hello from the future. It's Jim Valley, the effing king of recovery. Oh, hang on a second. I should do this right. It's Jim Valley, the most exciting kind of valley. The effing king of recovery, 6-0 against death. I don't want to toot my own horn, but toot, toot. And I'm here, as always, because of the fans. Each and every one of you, the largest gathering of trailer park trash The Rock has ever seen. You're all fat, neck-bearded, mouth-breathing trolls. They don't have adrenaline in their soul. Yes, it's Jim, and this show is recorded. But I'm on vacation. It's my last day, and I figured, rather than making you wait a whole nother week, which may or may not happen, we'll see. Either way, I figured, let's talk about Tokyo. Let's talk about Tokyo Dome and some things that Fumi and I didn't discuss on the latest Pacific Rim Pro Wrestling podcast that we did on January 4th, right after the Tokyo Dome, and we were there live. So we'll talk about that. Talk about some of my experiences here. And my wife and I, we went to Corican Hall, her first time at Corican. My wife has been to Corican Hall. She's been to the old Differariaki Arena. She's been to Ribera Steakhouse. She has been to Arena Mexico. She's been to Super Astro's sandwich shop. She's seen Misawa wrestle, so she's got some street cred. Anyway, I'll actually get some of her thoughts on All Japan as well. We saw the second show. We didn't see the first day show, but still one of my favorites. Either way, so we'll do all that kind of stuff. Plus, I'm aware of SmackDown. I know we have a new champion in Drew McIntyre. So I'll give you some thoughts on that as well. So we'll talk about Japan. We'll talk about other stuff and more. Stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
You can swirl it, you can sip it, but the best way is to share it. Hey y'all, I'm Deanna, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You get that bold flavor of the Coke mixed with the smooth deliciousness of the vanilla ice cream. You have a juicy fillet and a smooth, creamy float. It's an awesome pairing.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Snapshot from Progressive wasn't created for just anybody. Oh no, we made it for you. Smooth accelerators. When that light turns green, you're off. Like a warm knife through firm butter. Going from zero to the speed limit in an appropriate amount of time. Sure, your car has horsepower, but your horses prance around as silky smooth as your right foot. Fancy Prancerton. With Snapshot, safe drivers like you get personalized rates based on your driving habits. Sign up today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROYAL25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROYAL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROYAL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia. Engineered for whatever.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Konnichiwa, it's Wrestling Observer Live, and it's Jim Valley. We are here in Tokyo. Well, not right now. Technically, we're in Urasaru. Is that it? Is that how you say it? Close enough. We're at Tokyo Disney Sea. We're in Tokyo Bay. We are actually in Chiba. And the other night, last night I think it was, we had a little earthquake we felt. And I was in bed. My wife here, we're at the hotel, and we have separate beds, so I didn't get to take any credit for that. So I'm very bummed. Either way, it is, I think it's like 3 in the morning, my time. So it might be 6 if you're on the East Coast. But either way, I'm recording this for you right now because I'm a sucker, I guess. No, I want to do it while everything's fresh and I can talk about it and remember it and all that cool stuff. So anyway, I have not been back, as you know, since, well, you know, 2020. As we all know, I was sick coming over on the plane, but, and I was sick when I landed. If you can go back and hear it. But obviously, when I get sick, I hold on to germs for a long time, and I got Dave sick. But I'd also like to point out that, like, every January, I haven't seen Dave since then. He gets like a cough and a sore throat every January without me. So I do want to point that out. However, we all know that I got sick and then later on in the year I got really sick and people made references that someone made a really funny joke about. Remember there used to be, what was it, Wrestle 1? Someone joked that I was patient 01, which is pretty funny, but whoever that was a brilliant joke. I love that joke. But just a joke, because I didn't cause anything. Even though the first person who had, you know, was right by my house. But anyway. Anyway, my point is, last time I was here, I was sick, the world went to hell, and it was Liger's retirement. Well, this time I'm back, I'm not sick, it was Tanahashi's retirement. So what I'm saying is, I think 26... regardless of what's happening, whether you like it or not, still going to be a kick-ass year. That's what I think. I think I had to come back and reset everything. So, fingers crossed, right? Look, I need something to keep me going. Is that it? I don't know. Anyway, this is, I think my wife and I figured out, I think it's my 6th trip to Tokyo. Although, I don't know that I haven't been wrestling every time. I haven't been to Disney every time. But we've been quite a bit. My first trip here was in 07, which Fumi and I talked about on the Pacific Rim Pro Wrestling Podcast for subscribers at Wrestling Observer at 4wonline.com. But we talked about that and talked about how Fumi and I met and all that fun stuff. We talked about a bunch of different things. So be sure to check that out if you haven't already. It's a very good show. We had a lot of great feedback. We also talked about... So Fumi and I went to Tokyo Dome, as you know. And the people at Tokyo Dome let me in. They couldn't have been nicer. You know, I've gone in the past when it, you know, it wasn't sold out. And it was much easier to get in. And this time, I wasn't. But that's okay. They let me in. It was no problem. Everything worked out well. But so there's a media line you get into down below where everyone is. And, like, for example, you know, we walk right by the gates. And waiting at the gates, they obviously were going to meet somebody, was Ulf Herman, former Japanese wrestler, New Japan wrestler, and German wrestler, as a matter of fact. And, of course, his daughter. You know his daughter. Bozilla. It's funny because Fumi had to point her out to me because I saw Ulf first. Obviously, Ulf is older now, but I mean, he's still a very large man. He's got like a gray beard and gray hair, but I mean, he looks incredible, like a Sam Elliott, maybe, like a giant Sam Elliott. He looks great. It's like, is that guy like a giant longshoreman? What was he? And so I was too busy looking at him going, I know that guy. And then I didn't even notice Bozilla. And Fumi goes, oh, that's Ulf Herman and there's Bozilla. But honestly, sort of like with a lot of wrestlers, when they're not in their gear or all made up, you know, she just was in jeans and like a hoodie and, you know, pretty young woman. But I did not recognize her as Bozilla until Fumi made the point. And I mean, if she was by herself, I probably would have noticed her immediately, but standing next to her dad, she doesn't look quite as imposing, but none of us do. So we go in, and we're waiting in line, and I see a few other wrestlers. I saw Konami from Stardom and Independence. She was there. She was wearing a, you know, one of the masks, but I saw her, and Fumi goes, yeah, she's trying not to blend in, and I guess some famous baseball player in Japan walked by us. Who, you know, I didn't know, but he had an entourage. You could tell he was somebody. And Fumi goes, this is not the same Wrestle Kingdom. Because, obviously, there's quite a crowd. And that's what I need to talk about. Oh, one more thing. While downstairs, we mentioned this on the podcast on Pacific Rim. But woman walks by. And Fumi and I, it's very loud. And neither of us talk particularly loud. So I saw, because I saw her face, I saw Willow Nightingale walk by. Very, you know, nice young woman. And she was all dressed up very colorfully, like Willow Nightingale. So, I mean, obviously, you know, the real woman is obviously likes color. Or maybe she's always working the gimmick. I don't know. But either way, lovely woman. And Fumi goes, oh, I'm going to go say hi. And I just assumed he knew Willow Nightingale. But what he said was, which I didn't catch, because it was loud down there. You know, there's trucks and carts and people talking and everything. But anyway, he goes, he said he was going to go say hi to Kyoko Kimura, the mother of the late Hana Kimura, who, if you didn't know, was a wrestler. And if you've never seen Kyoko, she has hair similar to Willow Nightingale's. She dresses in a very colorful style. And I swear I have seen Kyoko Kimura in Japan before wear a very, very similar jacket, if not the exact same jacket Willow Nightingale had on. So my point is, I don't blame Fumi for thinking that was Kyoko Kimura. So he taps her on the shoulder, says, hey, Kyoko. And, you know, she turns around. She was very nice about it. She'd mentioned that she saw Kyoko, but I felt bad because I was like, I knew who it was, but I saw her first. I just assumed he saw her and thought that it was Willow Nightingale. But, so anyway, kind of funny, but Fumi was a good sport about it. Willow couldn't have been nicer, but we saw lots of wrestlers, particularly as we were going. The press box is downstairs by the locker rooms. I think I mentioned this before, so, you know, I saw, who did I see down there? Saw Clark Connors and Tekla, you know, obviously they're an item. I saw Takeshita. I saw a number of people. ELP. And I didn't, you know, I didn't talk to anybody because I didn't want to do that. I saw Okada and a few other people backstage. But, you know, you're there as the press, so you don't do anything like a fan. Did you hear that, people? Try to be respectful. I mean, I think someone was talking and I got pulled in a conversation. I just told that, I told Takeshita it was a wonderful match, that it was, the whole match was just tremendous, the world title match that he had. He was just like, told everybody, oh yeah, I do my best. I'm like, your best is amazing. You're probably the best wrestler in the world. Anyway, so Fumi went down, said a lot of the journalists. I said hello to a couple of people that I remembered, remembered me, but then we went upstairs and watched the show, and that sold out crowd was amazing. It was, I mean, it was in many ways the star of the show. And it was full. The only places that weren't full were obscured by the stage. So if you saw empty seats, it was because there was tarping or something. But that place at times rocked. Literally, you could feel it rumble. It was incredible. But we'll talk more about that. We'll talk about our time in Japan and maybe get into some WWE. Stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
It's Wrestling Observer Live, Jim Valley. We're recorded, but we are in Tokyo, Japan. Well, we're in Chiba. We're outside at the Tokyo Disney Resort at the Sheraton. The Sheraton Grande, which is, I think, is that the brother? No. No, it's not. That's, what's that guy's name? The brother of Ariana?
Frankie Grande.
Frankie Grande. Frankie Grande, right. Anyway, it's Jim Valley in Tokyo. And I wanted to give you a special show. It's about 9:21 in the evening, still on Saturday. And it's about, depending where you live, in the United States, like maybe 7 in the morning until, what is it, 4 a.m. Yeah, so it's, if you're on the East Coast, it's almost 8 o'clock. If you're on the West Coast, it's almost 5 a.m. So this show will only be a few hours recorded by the time you get to hear this, so think I'll be asleep. So, well, I mean, to be honest, if you hear the show, I mean, how different is that? Not very. Anyway, Tokyo Dome was Wrestle Kingdom 20 was everything I wanted it to be, as far as going to see a huge crowd. You know, in the past, I've been to two others. I've been to three others. Isn't that terrible? I'm so jaded. I'm an awful person. Anyway, actually, it's all the drugs and the hospitals. The prescription drugs, by the way. All the hospitals and everything is what it is. I can't remember crap. Anyway, you know, going there in the past where there's been legit 25,000 people or 30,000 people or whatever it was, you know, I mean, it's cool. It's fun. But, you know, at times, you know, when you're up in the media section and there's not too many people around you. You know, there were no echoes. There was no, I mean, there was, everywhere was full. And the energy is what was amazing. Everyone there, see Tanahashi, give Tanahashi a great send-off. But not only that, people were there to see Aaron Wolf, obviously. He got a huge reaction. But people were there to support everybody. I mean, in all honesty, at times, only a few matches had heels, because everyone was in such a good mood. Obviously, Evil was a heel, because he was there against Aaron Wolf. But Okada obviously played as much heel as he could for the sake of Tanahashi. But, you know, some of the undercard matches, there was cheering and things like that. Although I will say that there were some really funny moments as well on the undercard, but I mean, you saw that, but I just thought it was tremendous. I mean, you know, I think a lot of people were wondering and are wondering, what is New Japan going to do next? And my thought is now is, after seeing the undercard with, you know, Shingo Takagi and Zack Sabre Jr. and so many other people, and the junior heavyweights and everything, I'm like, and they got young guys coming up, I was like, this is a much healthier company, I think, than we've given it credit for. So we'll see what happens. But either way, the energy inside was incredible, but also the energy outside. I have been to these before, and, you know, you get fans milling about. They're in a good mood. They're in line for merch. And then you have cosplay wrestlers. Wouldn't be Japan without cosplay wrestlers. Although I will say this, there were fewer cosplay wrestlers, and there were no, that I saw, WWE cosplayers. Now, I could be wrong, but I mean, I looked around, and I didn't see any. So, there was a lot of Tanahashis, there were a lot of New Japan Pro Wrestlers. I saw all Japanese. I didn't see any American cosplay, anybody cosplaying as an American wrestler, I should say. There were banners up for Tanahashi with different pictures of him all throughout his career. There were the huge merch tent that is up there on the end of the concourse there. But also, there were small tables where you could buy the program. You could buy towels, the Go Ace towels, and you could buy the bag, the final Tanahashi a Forever Ace bag, and all the marks did that. Yes, yes, I did. I didn't buy the program, but I did buy the bag and the towel, because it's like when I covered WrestleMania, they gave me a program, and I never open it or use it or anything, so I was like, I don't really need a program. I'll be fine without it, but everything else was cool, but it was a lot of fun. And my wife, Carrie, she didn't go to Wrestle Kingdom, but she wanted to see the outside, because she said, I've never been to a Superdome or a Super Bowl or a WrestleMania, so she kind of wanted to see what all the excitement was about. Carrie wanted to see all the excitement. So Carrie, having never been to a WrestleMania or never been to a Super Bowl, or what'd you think of the outside of Tokyo Dome and Wrestle Kingdom?
It was pretty amazing. But what you didn't mention was the coolest thing was the churros with the sayings on them.
That's right.
In Japanese. All the people were walking around with churros that were shaped like the Japanese characters. You missed the key thing.
That's true. There were churros that were bent onto skewers. That I guess they had a Tanahashi one. They had an Okada one. They had maybe a Toriyano one, I think Fumi said. But they had different churros for different wrestlers. Now, I didn't see where they were selling them. Maybe they were sold out, or maybe I missed that. But either way, or maybe they were up at the merch stand. They might have been up at the merch stand. Maybe they had food up there or something. But either way, there was a whole group of people holding them up, taking a picture. And so it was very funny, you're right.
Yeah, that was really fun. And then also there were people handing out signs and posters.
Right.
So we got a couple of those. We did a couple of the cosplay photos because I'm a sucker for a belt. Anytime someone gets me to hold a belt, I'm right. always going to do it. So I think I got to hold two different belts.
You got to hold, well, the first one you held at Wrestle Kingdom outside, you just held one there, right? That was the popular belt. That was the IWGP Championship version 4. And that was the belt they brought back the next night. So you held a very popular belt.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was great to see everybody just so excited and to see the range of ages. I mean, you would think it would be everybody, you know, in our age range, but it was everywhere from young kids to old grandparents that were attending. And I thought it was really fun to watch the energy level and people getting so excited. And gosh, I was actually, when the show was getting ready to start, I decided to head out and to go shopping, and I felt like I was a salmon swimming upstream coming out of the train station because the people were pouring in literally by the thousands.
Yeah, it was amazing how many people were there. There was, we were outside, we walked, my wife loves sparkly things, Carrie loves sparkly things, so the night before, we walked around the grounds of Tokyo Dome City, and they had a Christmas tree up with music, and they had bubbles with smoke in them that would pop and it'd simulate like snow, I guess. But all of a sudden, we're sitting there watching it, and instead of a Christmas carol, it's guitar riffs, and I'm going, what? And I think I put it out on social media. You can find it at my Instagram at Jim_Valley or Jim Valley on Blue Sky, or anyway. It was the Tanahashi Go Ace song.
Yeah, and they had all the screens on the whole entire complex surrounding us. 365 degrees was all Go Ace, and it went on for a significant amount of time. And again, everybody knew the song. It didn't matter how old they were.
Yeah, they had pictures of Tanahashi coming up on the screens. They advertised Tokyo Dome all around this Christmas tree. So nothing puts you in the holiday spirit like wrestling. I'll tell you what, right?
Yeah, it was a heck of a lot of fun. I just really thought it was interesting because I've heard about it for years. And then to kind of see it firsthand, to see the preview of it, was a heck of a lot of fun. And one of the things that I really liked was that they have these light-up sticks that are kind of like a lightsaber, but about 12 inches long. And so people use them at the different wrestling matches, but they had ones that say Go Ace on it. So again, anything that's light-up and sparkly, I definitely am in favor of.
Yeah, if you haven't seen those, they're like a stubby lightsaber. And you have a handle, and then maybe just like a 5-6 inch light, and you can change the color. So if someone comes out wearing red, like Tanahashi, everyone turns red and shakes it. If it's Will Ospreay in green, turn it green and shake it. So different colors, different wrestlers, but still the same shaking. Before we went to Wrestle Kingdom, we went to Cork and Hall, and went to the second day of All Japan Pro Wrestling. I'll get my wife's impression of that. What did you think of All Japan Pro Wrestling and going to a much smaller Korakuen Hall?
It was fun. And again, the crowd really got into it. They had their light sticks and they definitely knew who was what color. And they really got into the characters. They loved Cyrus, who's a big, huge guy. They kept cheering for him. And they loved Talos, who is an American. And so it was just really, really fun to see them get into it. It was actually smaller inside than I expected it to be. I expected it to be larger, like an Arena Mexico like we've been to. But I had a really good time. And it was fun to kind of look around and see where people were from. And we even at breakfast one morning met a couple from New Zealand. We met people literally this week from all over the world that had all come just to watch wrestling.
That's right. I should shout out to my friends. Okay. Freddy and, my friends that wanted pictures at Tokyo Dome. It was Freddy and, was it Thomas? No. Oh, jeez.
Oh, from Newfoundland?
Yeah, Newfoundland.
Oh, gosh.
I'll look it up. Yeah. I have it in front of me. I'm sorry, guys. It's still the same brand. But yeah, we met people from New Zealand, my friends from Newfoundland,
and they even, England. The guys from Newfoundland, his fans from Newfoundland, it was so great. We were walking by just having a little chat amongst ourselves, and I heard them say, "Are you Jim Valley? Right, Jim Valley?" And they recognized his voice, and he said, "You're my Sunday morning." And they listened to him every Sunday morning, and it was so great to meet him, and we had a nice little visit and did some pictures, and it was so fun to meet somebody, and, you know, you never know where people are listening.
Right. And don't get me wrong, that doesn't happen all the time. So it's not like a flex or anything like that. I was very, very flattered. It's always very flattering when that happens. And I guess this is my trademark now. Anyway, we'll talk more about All Japan, talk more about Korakuen Hall, get my wife's impressions, and then we'll touch base on WWE and the new champion, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
This year, it was important for my business to start strong.
Starting weak is not recommended.
But first, I needed a lot of stuff for the office.
Sounds like a shopping spree.
I just went to Staples. They have great prices on everything, like ink, toner, printers, paper and chairs. And now, you can get up to 30% off select HP printers.
Up to 30% off HP printers? Am I on a hidden camera show?
No.
Well then, let's go Staples.
That was easy.
Shop Staples in-store, online, or on the app. Ends 1/31. Select models only.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Arigato gozaimasu for listening. It's Jim Valley here in Tokyo. The Sheraton Tokyo Bay, so just outside technically of Tokyo. The Disneyland Resort, the Tokyo Disney Resort, and if you ever get a chance. I've been to every Disney park in the world. My wife's, Carrie's been to every Disney park in the world. And I think without a shadow of a doubt, this is my favorite Disneyland. Tokyo Disney Sea, probably my favorite park of all the Disney parks. And I think of all the Disneyland castle parks, I think Tokyo Disney is my personal favorite. How about you?
After yesterday, I'm going to say yes. I kept saying Paris for years on, years and years. We went to Paris in September for the fourth time. I had a good time, but yesterday we had a fabulous time.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. The new Beauty and the Beast attraction is amazing. We saw the new Fantasy Springs with the exclusive, totally different Frozen attraction. Also, the Peter Pan, which is, my wife goes, what is Peter Pan? And I go, well, it's, as far as the attraction goes, it's like cute Spider-Man. I mean, like in Islands of Adventure or Transformers. It's like cute Transformers. Something like that where you ride around. But it's, I'm so tired of screens, but this one is the best screen ride. I'm not mad at this one because they put a lot of time and effort and detail into it. It's pretty great. Rapunzel ride is great. A little short, but still very beautiful. So we had a great time. Lots of, and our old favorites, Journey to the Center of the Earth, Tower of Terror, all that stuff. So
Small World with a Groot overlay.
Right.
So getting to see Groot and the Avengers inside Small World, pretty fun mashup for a limited time.
Very adorable. So we had a great time. So I can't recommend this enough, but I'm so glad my wife came. And then, of course, before we came to Disneyland, you know, you got to pay. So she had to go to Cork and Hull. No, it was not bad. Actually, in my opinion, if you want to take someone to an easy-to-digest, easy-to-understand, very fun, very entertaining show, all Japan shows, particularly the ones in January, the first two of the year, unfortunately, I was still kind of jet-lagged, and my butt was dragging, and I slept, to be honest, through the January 2nd show, because we just arrived, and I haven't done this kind of traveling in a long time, so I'm out of practice. I feel like $1 million right now. Right now, I feel tremendous, but as far as Cork and Hull went, I slept through the January 2nd, because I was just too sore and too tired, and probably too old still. But we made it to the 2nd, and in the morning, and while it didn't have the Battle Royal or anything like that, it still opened up, you know, with a nice fun comedy 8-man tag match. And that was fun. And, you know, what did you think, Carrie?
I loved how colorful the characters were. I like a good high flyer because I usually like Lucha. And so you kind of gave me a heads up that I'd probably like this because there were so many high flyers. And there were so many crazy characters. There was orange hair and pink hair and red hair and yellow hair and a guy who had a plush snake wrapped around him and just silly costumes. And I thought it was a heck of a lot of fun. And yeah, it went really fast.
Yeah, that was Koto Sekisada, who comes, he's got wrapped around, he's got a snake wrapped around his whole body. And then he's got like an orange bob. He's got an orange bob. So it's kind of fun. But no, I definitely think that it's an easy show to understand. It's an easy show to digest. And I recommend everybody go see All Japan. It's a lot of fun. I know people went to go see DDT, which was fun. I guess, Takeshita took off a knee pad, passed it to the crowd, everyone blessed it, and it gave him strength to knee his opponent and win his match. So that's pretty funny. But, and then Big Japan, I've never been much of a deathmatch guy. And it's not that I dislike it, but I wish everybody the best, but we didn't go to Big Japan because that's not my wife's thing.
But I did get a Deathmatch t-shirt.
That's true, you did. We went out to the Haoming store out in Shibuya. He had one, has one right at the JR train station where our hotel was. And he was sold out. But when we went out to his store, tell us about your Deathmatch t-shirt.
So I'm a huge cat lover, no big surprise there. So I saw a really cute, like, baseball jersey that showed this cute kitty holding, like, a bat with barbed wire wrapped around it saying, like, Deathmatch Cat or something. So I told Jim, I guess I have my shirt for my next wrestling match that I go to.
We're set. It's adorable. I bought a New Japan sweatshirt from Hao Ming.
The last one they had in stock.
Probably the last one they had in stock. Bought a few other t-shirts, maybe a few gifts. He's got some great twists on different wrestling memes, different wrestling matches, wrestling designs.
He had a ladder match shirt that was cats on ladders. So again, he had a lot of cat stuff. I had a hard time not buying everything.
He had also the otters.
Oh, yes, he definitely had an otter shirt, but he had some really cute stuff. I mean, he obviously didn't have that stuff in the train station. When I went to try to get a sweatshirt for Jim, all he had was like kind of tavern jacket or windbreakers available. Yeah. And I happened to ask him, I said, hey, do you have anything else? And he told me, in my store. And so he showed me his Instagram page. So that's why we made a first thing. That's kind of where we trekked out to go to. And we're so glad we did because we bought, I think, some of the last items.
Yeah.
And we saw people that were asking us later saying, oh, they didn't get a chance to buy things. So we were glad we made that our destination right off the bat on Monday.
Yeah. Go check it out. Great you can store. Find him on Instagram on Haoming_mask. So it's Haoming_mask. So definitely check him out.
And he has the coolest Lucha fanny packs, too.
Yeah.
So they're good-sized fanny packs. I just didn't need one. But he just had some really neat. He had pillows. I mean, it's a little tiny shop like so many things in Japan are. And it's in the middle of a very residential neighborhood, just a few blocks from the train station. But a gorgeous neighborhood, too.
There are more wrestlers that have been there than you can count. He's got a big stand-up autographed of Rey Mysterio. He's got autographed gear of Kenny Omega. He's got a whole wall of different people autographed. So be sure and check that out. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. But anyway, the t-shirt with the otters. You know the way otters will lay in the water? One will be on the bottom, one will be laying on the top of the other one. Well, he had one with his little flippers wrapped around it, said sleeper hold. So it was very funny. So neat stuff like that. So be sure to do that. Also had the one that said Lucius Gracias. So I'm probably going to steal that. But we bought... Oh my! I made so many damn trips back to the New Japan store.
Every day we went there. But again, it was like every time they had different merchandise too. So you did very well on buying a lot of presents this time
around. And a lot of times they'd have stuff that was gone. You'd go back. By the time I went back the last time, just a couple of days ago, it was all picked over. It was just like stuff from people that they're not using anymore or whatever. It was just the scraps, but we did okay. We did well. So I'm very happy about that. Got a lot of gifts for good friends and things like that. So there you go.
I have a very full suitcase and may or may not have had to buy another one to go home.
Yeah, we bought between Disney and All Japan and New Japan and all the wrestling. We bought a lot of stuff. Of course, went to Totokan. You'd never been to Totokan before. What'd you think of the two-story Totokan store?
That was a lot. I could not believe how big that store was and how many masks they had and how many books they had. And it was fun to go there with Fumi and to get to see the section of just his books. So I was pretty proud to know that my friend had written all those books.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We're with Fumi. Everybody knows Fumi. Everybody loves Fumi. Owner of Totokan came out. And I'd met him before, but you know, I don't expect people to freaking, you know, remember or anything. It's no big deal. I mean, he's the owner of Totokan. I'm one of Fumi's gaijin friends. Who cares? Anyway, he was very nice.
We also went to the giant Baba pop-up store.
That's right.
Another belt I got to hold.
That's right. You got to hold the international title. Plus at Totocon, you got to hold the Totocon title.
Right, so what am I up, three belts on this
trip? Yeah, you're holding.
Good job.
Yeah, Carrie likes all the belts, take pictures. The Totocon belt looks like the old NWA domed globe belt, for those who don't know. Anyway, so yeah, we go to, there's a pop-up store right next to the New Japan store. And it was all Giant Baba, all Japan stuff. So it had, obviously, Baba. It had Dory Funk Jr. It had Bruiser Brody.
That Stan, really cool robe.
Stan Hansen. I know, I screwed up. I should have
bought the robe. I told you to. Should have bought the robe. Didn't listen.
So they had a bathrobe. You know the big robe with the peacocks, the orange robe that Baba would wear to the ring, the famous one? They had a bathrobe designed like that. And I'm like, I don't really wear bathrobes that much, but I'm like, I should have gotten it. There's always something I regret every time. Every time. And that's I think, is my regret this trip. But, oh well, it is what it is. I got the New Japan sweatshirt I think I'd rather have. If I had to make a decision. But that freaking Giant Baba bathrobe was pretty slick. And you know what it was? It was early in the trip. And you're like, you're either really into it and buy too much, or you're kind of like, okay, pace yourself. At that moment, I was pacing myself, and I should have bought it. So, oh well, it is what it is. But Mrs. Baba's niece is there. The Babas never had children, so she's the surviving relative. And I was showing someone pictures of when I was there and the last time with you. At 19, and I went to the Giant Baba 20th anniversary memorial show at Sumo Hall, and I was showing someone pictures, and this woman, who I knew who she was because Fumi showed her to her last time, she was too busy for us to talk to, but she goes, my company put that on. I go, you're, and she goes, before I could finish, she goes, I'm Mrs. Baba's niece. And I was like, yes, I knew. So we chatted a little bit as best we could. We said nice things about Barbara Goodish.
Yes,
Bruiser Brody's wife, who we adore. Bruiser Brody's widow, who we adore. She's a super, super, super nice woman. But we talked to her briefly, and then she was nice enough to let you hold some belts. So
yeah, we had a nice visit there. It was about the size of an office.
Like, yeah.
It was about a 20 by 40 space. Literally, I think it was rented out office space for a couple days because it was gone the next day.
Yeah, it was gone. No, it was gone after January 4th. So she put it right, very wisely, right next to the New Japan store, put out a sandwich board, and we found it. And unlike the where the mall was in Shibuya last time, where it had artifacts, this just had stuff to buy. And honestly, I thought it had better merch than the other display in 19. My personal opinion. But that's just my personal opinion. But either way, I mean, even as far as wrestling goes, I had a great time. It was fun. Oh, yeah, I got to mention, I got to meet Jeremy Finestone. I got to meet so many different... Lisa Gifford from England, and her husband, they're super nice. I got to meet Justin Nipper in person, I believe, for the second time, first time in Japan. So it was a lot of fun. All the people we got to meet, get together and spend some time with, get some pictures. We had an outstanding time.
Even walking into the Sheraton, you ran into somebody you knew, too. When we first arrived at the hotel, you met another gentleman.
Oh, yeah. How could I forget Jeremy from Keeping It Strong Style? Yeah. Sorry, because I had a Disney mind then. Sorry, Jeremy. My apologies. Yeah, I walk in, and there he is. He's got a wrestling shirt on. He's got New Japan track pants. And I was just like, there's the best dressed guy here. And it was Jeremy from Keeping It Strong Style. So hopefully we'll do a collab and get together sometime in the near future. But I had a great time. Did you have fun?
Oh, I had so much fun. And it's just, I've heard about it for years. And even though I didn't go to the big show, which was fine, it was so fun to see all the energy around the city and around the community and just meet people from all over the world. I love that so much. And just everybody was so nice and so friendly.
All right. We got a couple more minutes left. Stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver.
Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
It's Wrestling Observer Live, and it's Jim Valley, and it is Saturday evening here in Tokyo, Japan, here at the Sheraton Tokyo Bay, at the Tokyo Disneyland Resort. Thank you to my wonderful wife, Carrie, for joining us, talking a little wrestling, giving her perspective on things. And even though she's not a fan, she definitely is an interesting and often thoughtful. Usually, always thoughtful. I mean, other than her taste in husbands, she's a pretty smart little woman. So, anyway, real quickly, SmackDown, Drew McIntyre, new WWE champion. I don't expect he's going to last long. I would expect this is going to come to a head in Saudi Arabia. And Jacob Fatu costs Drew McIntyre the WWE title. Maybe then Drew enters the Royal Rumble. Fatu costs him the WWE title again. Or maybe WrestleMania is Drew and Cody and Jacob Fatu. Which, you know, Drew and Cody, they're big stars, but they're both 40 plus. And it would help to have someone younger in there just to get them going on that main event level. Like Jacob Fatu, even if he doesn't win, it would help him as far as name recognition to be in there with Cody and Drew and main event a WrestleMania and do all this in Saudi Arabia and all these things. So whether or not this ends up with Jacob and Drew feuding by themselves and fighting at WrestleMania, and maybe Jacob beating Drew, which again would be good for Jacob at WrestleMania, and then whatever happens at the Royal Rumble with Cody and whomever. I mean, in all honesty, Cody and Drew, well, it's a big match. I don't think it would draw very well because people would expect Cody to get the title back. So, unless it's Jacob or somebody else mixed in there, but I mean, look for Brock to come back, and that probably happened. So maybe Jacob Fatu, maybe then Drew McIntyre wrestle each other, and then Brock or somebody like that against Cody at WrestleMania. So, hey, I don't know. Either way, it's the road to WrestleMania. We shall see what happens. And I will hopefully talk to you next week. Thank you for joining me, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.